repeat. Any question? No. What's my question? Yeah, where are we? We didn't read anything last time here. We went through it all. And I tried to really explain it. Where are we? Because we are talking about the last subjects here, right? And we know the trick. What is the trick? The story making. How he follows the stories. Here he created one story, which is several different stories. Going from here to there to there to there. To talk about one thing. One thing only. What is that? That's why you're here. Why are you here? To listen to what? You are here to have some answers to the logical question in your life. And the most important one is the judgment. You are the judge, judging everything. In basis of what? Me. Being here is the base of the thought of living creatures. All of them, including me. But we are not there. We are somewhere that we know about the judgment. What is the judgment? What is the real energy in you that makes you judge everything and everyone? What is it?
Survival?
Mm-hmm. Just your survival, which is not important at all. What is the most important for you, right? So, our story started with someone who's dying. So forget about the survivor. Now what? Now what? So logically, this fellow could do whatever wishes. No responsibility, nothing at all. Remember? But is it so? Could it work? These are the stories that we are following. We go, we talk about something, we come back. Returning to the story of the sick man. Just that sickness, suddenly there is no responsibility. And he could do whatever he pleases. Later on, even to the judge. This is the trick. Read it, please.
Returning to the story of the sick man. Return and tell the story of the sick man and the wise physician whose nature was to palliate. He felt his pulse and ascertained his state, that it was absurd to hope for his recovery. He said, "Do whatever your heart desires, in order that this old malady may quit your body. Do not withhold anything that your inclination craves, lest your self-restraint and abstinence turn to grips. Know that self-restraint and abstinence are injurious to this disease. Offer to your heart whatever it may desire."
Okay. Are you listening? I doubt it. What did it say?
Do whatever you want.
Let's go back. First of all, who is the doctor? At the beginning, he explained that this is not a normal fellow. He is full of knowledge and he's a nice man, right? Then when he looked at this fellow, no hope, nothing. So what? Let him be pleased for this moment at least. This is how it started, right? What about patience? What about self-control? All of that. He said, this will not help him. Why? Because when we talk about self-control and behaving and doing this and that, these are what? These are the necessities for the human life we are talking about. Future. If there is no future, there is no fuss in understanding this and knowledge and science and none of that, right? So, pay attention that here, because of this exceptional situation that this guy has no future, so we cannot talk about the patience and behavior and all that stuff. Yes?
Oh, uncle, in reference to a sick man like this, God Most High said, do what you will. He said, go, look you, my dear nephew, I'm going for a walk on the bank of the river. He was strolling beside the water as his heart desired, in order that he might find the door to health open to him.
Okay. What was that? What is that? Okay, you're listening to the story of this guy. No, suddenly, okay, this guy said, you know what? I prefer to go beside this narrow water. Why? You are sick, you go to the doctor and he will say you will die. Go do whatever you want. Suddenly you think about the water that we are talking about and all of it and looking at the flow of knowledge. Suddenly is a little bit tricky. Okay, he chose that place. Why?
On the riverbank, a Sufi was seated, washing his hands and face, and cleansing himself more and more.
A Sufi! You know that here we will talk with different people here, and at the end the judgment goes between two persons. Do you remember the end of the story? Is a Sufi and the judge. Right? Here, suddenly, beside that little river of water, there is sitting a Sufi. Yes.
He saw the nape of his neck, and like a crazy man, felt a longing to give it a slap.
Ah. Suddenly, he will see the back neck of the Sufi. Something inside comes out that I want to kick him. Why? Why? Because the Sufi has a very good back neck, right? Sitting down always, being careful and meditating and all of that has prepared the Sufi for that. Yes.
He raised his hand to inflict a blow on the nape of the pottage-worshipping Sufi, saying, the physician told me it would make me ill if I would not let my desire have its way. I will give him a slap and quarrel for. Do not cast yourself with your own hands into destruction.
There is this logic that if you are wise, do not put yourself in the danger of death and all that, right? But now, I shouldn't care about it. He thinks about it. It comes in his mind while he is preparing for that, but yes, and he will say it in Arabic. You know that Rumi plays with Persian and Arabic. Here he will say, okay, you know what? I will kick him a little bit because then it goes to Arabic that don't put yourself in the dangerous situation. Yes.
Oh, such and such, this self-restraint and abstinence is destruction. Give him a good blow. Do not keep quiet like the others.
Did you hear the explanation? Please read it again.
Oh, such and such, this self-restraint and abstinence is destruction.
That part that we say, behave, control yourself, do not do this bad stuff, don't be this aggressive person, don't fight. What are we talking about? Are we talking about your desire? Your desire is the animalistic desire down there, and you want to do this. Deep down in your logical mind, you think, these are bad. They are controlling me. They don't let me do whatever I want. Here, the sick person will say, I'm in that good situation, ideal situation. What you desire. All of you desire to be in a situation to do what the mess you want to do and not to care about the others, not to think about them. This is the behavior, natural behavior of the animal. Here, because the future is eliminated, suddenly humanity is eliminated. The remaining is the animal. The life itself only. Yes?
When he slapped him, there was the sound of a crack. The Sufi cried, "Hey, hey, oh rascally pimp." The Sufi was about to give him two or three blows with his fist and tear out his mustache and beard piecemeal. Mankind suffers from a wasting disease without remedy, and through the devil's deception, they are passionately addicted to slapping.
Means what? This is the first highlight of this paragraph. What it means? It means that look around you. People are not very happy because they receive some of these stacks. Because some of the people, they just do it by being the receiver of that, suddenly everything changes. Up to here, we had a Sufi, a very good fellow, with a very soft tone, talking and inspiring everyone. But after receiving that, suddenly he started with all the bad words and things like that, transformed to the same game. Yes?
All are eager to injure the innocent and are seeking fault behind each other's back.
We're talking